He said, yes, let's talk about that sun, which could be with this star and that star, and write down this and write down that, and change the color, change everything. This is something, please remember, because when you're looking at the exceptional people, your curiosity for understanding is to understand their logic. You forget that we told you they don't need the logic. They are illogical people. Because a lover is illogical. Because love is illogic. Therefore, please remember that. There is no rule for them. There is rule for us. But those exceptional people, they are exceptional. Let's try to understand this exception a little bit. This is what we start today. Today we start to talk about the next subject to this, that when we understood that this exceptionality is there, and the jealousy is one of the problems here, you have to push down all these jealousies towards that special one to give it a chance to bloom. Now, let's talk about your real logic. Remember that little lady upstairs? The canis, the slave, handmaiden. Then, handmaiden, little by little, improved in our story, went deeper. She became the wife of the Arab. Remember? Partners. Then, up and down, but up to here, we have seen that handmaiden, then woman, and that's about it, right? We haven't seen a very witch, we'll see. Now, we have seen the original, which is the handmaiden, the thing that was handmaided for you. Your thinking system. That was the first one. Then we said, it is half of you, because that one is the queen of your animal part. It's half of you. These two parts of you should work together. How? Oh, that difficult stuff, like this. Change the role. The active one should become the thinker one and prayer one, and the other one should become active and do really something. Go out. The caliph is outside. That was the first part, right? Then we talked about another stuff, mainly we didn't name this lady. Now we go to the best kind of this lady. What is the best kind of intelligence? You guess. Doctor, your guess. What is the best intelligence? It's so obvious. It should be Belghis, the queen of Sheba. You know why? Because she is the chosen wife of Solomon, the great king. Remember, to us, the best king is Solomon. Why is that?
Because the ring.
Yes, because he is gifted with a ring. But before going to that detail, because of his name is what?
Means
Muslim, means Salim, means Musallam, means Taslim, means peace. Isn't it? Does he mean peace or what? What is the story? Explain the Solomon to this 6-year-old boy. Solomon is in peace with everyone. He could talk even with the cloud, to have a conversation with the ant, with everyone. He doesn't fight. He doesn't need to fight. He doesn't have even a special power, except, yes, that ring, Amarok, which is love. Love is being given to him, as long as he doesn't forget the ring. Remember, that's what the Solomon is. So, the best intelligence is Belghis. How we know that? The story is very well prepared. How do we know that Belghis is a good intelligence? Because he doesn't do the mistake of you and your intelligence. That's quite obvious. What is that? It goes like this. Solomon will call Belghis. How? Sending a thought, a bird. A thought will go to Belghis. That bird is a teeny little piece of nothing, really. It's not a very big one or impressive one. It's a little one. He will go over there. So normally, Belghis, which is depending on quantity, should look down to that little bird. But she doesn't. That's why she's good. She could be turned around with one simple little correct thought. A healthy thought is here, right? That little bird, he will understand the difference between potentiality, quality, and the physical existence. Because, let's face it, at the end of the day, if you go towards quantitative way of conversation, you win, because you have so many different subjects to bring in. We don't, we have only one. We just talk about love and beauty, period. So if it is the quantity, we are the loser. It's not quantity. It's not physical size. It's deeper than that. So we start to explain a good intelligence here with a couple of different, not real stories like that. Rumi wants to say, see, I told you what's wrong with the intelligence. Jealousy in each part of it. Now let me tell you that the good one exists. That good one should be like this. Okay, who is the volunteer of today? Will? Who do you think is the volunteer? No, he's drinking. Okay, you. Yes.
How it's 1601 or 1592 in the hardback.
Yeah.
How reverence for the message of Solomon, on whom be peace, was reflected in the heart of Bilqis from the despicable form of the hoopoe.
That's simple. The hoopoe comes here with a despicable face. A little tiny stuff. But Belghis will understand that this little thought is carrying the message. Yes.
Hundredfold mercy on that Bilqis to whom God gave the intellect of 100 men. A hoopoe brought the letter with the sign manual from Solomon, a few eloquent words. She read those pregnant sayings. She did not look with contempt on the messenger. Her eye saw him as a hoopoe. Her spirit saw him as the anka. Her senses saw him as a fleck of foam. Her heart saw him as the sea.
Means what? This is the way that you should see it. If you want to have the best intelligence, first of all, when you are presented with a thought, with a message from Solomon, you have two different ways of looking at it. One way is to look at it and see a hoopoe, but the other way is to look at it and see what? We, the bird. Remember that Seymour is Anga. Anga is other name of that Seymour, which is the totality of all birds. Seymour, Anga. It's something which is used for something like phoenix, but it's not phoenix. Is close to Seymour. Therefore, you could see, you could look at the thought presented to you means a paragraph, right? One sentence. To see that as one sentence, you could go deep and understand that this is the key for a lot of thinking. So this is the essence of thought. This is the message. Your feeling, your physical emotion, we look at it as a foam floating on the water. But with your heart, you should understand that this is the ocean. This is the ocean, but I could see only that foam. Why? Because I have this one, I haven't opened the other one yet. But with my soul I could understand that one sentence could carry a sea of meaning, really, literally. Look around you, personally, each of you, right? Close your eyes. And I will say one sentence. And pay attention to your feeling, that how strong it is, the feeling inside you. I have a dream. You see how strong the feeling is? Just, it was one sentence, I have a dream. But you remember. You remember the king, you remember that declaration of the dreams are what we are looking for, and we should, and will come, and will happen. All of that could be carried in one sentence. So do not measure it physically. The thought is the sea of thinking, the sea, the ocean of knowledge. Yes?
Because of these two colored talismans, the intellect is at war with the senses, as Muhammad with the likes of Abu Jahl.
Here Muhammad is, the name of Muhammad of course is the prophet, and let's not forget that his name means the appreciated one. The other fellow is someone whose name was Bulhakam, means the father of wisdom. Then his attitude towards Muhammad changed his name. He became Abu Jahl, means the father of ignorance. Said, look, the father of ignorance is always fighting the Muhammad. The ignorance is always fighting the appreciated one. This is because Apple intelligence and the feeling, the physical emotion of the animal is somehow voodooed in this talisman of two different colors. Yes?
Where did the K